This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Once upon a time, when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula created His creation, He chosen from the creation the righteous. And from the righteous, He chosen the prophets. And from the prophets, He chosen the messengers. And from the messengers, He chosen the five, ulil azm, the strongest one, persevered the most. And from the five, He chosen the two, al-khalilan, the closest of the company. And from the two, He chosen the one, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So He's the best of the best of the best of the best. The best day that ever sun has risen upon, when He was born. The best womb that was ever created, the one that carried Him. The day that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila gave us a gift. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ I have not sent you except to be mercy for all of creation, not just human beings. Is the one that by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala took us out of ignorance into knowledge, out of disbelief into belief, from that obtuse of this dunya to the massive of the hereafter. By the blessing of Allah, took us away from the hellfire to Jannah. The best feet that ever walked on the face of the earth was His. Even though bloodied and a ta'if, and He never gave up. The best hands that were risen to the heavens was His. Asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala to have mercy upon us. The best heart that never slept, even though during night, was connected and linked to the heavens. Even though the feet walked on earth, but he was always linked to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The eyes never slept. The tear that is dropped was the best drop of water that ever touched the ground. When he was asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, I miss my beloved ones. And we miss you too, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that's the topic for today. How do I actually go back and meet our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after a long, healthy, righteous life in Jannah? As we were deprived the honor to be with him in this life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala never to deprive us the honor of being with him in Jannah. Say Ameen. How much would you pay just to be able to see him in a ru'ya? In a vision, just to see him in a dream? How much would you pay to have lived at the time and learned from him, to fight with him, to defend him? How much would you pay just to go to Medina? How difficult is it for you to turn your back and walk away from him and leave Medina? How much would you pay to die in Medina? Or even be buried in Baqi'a? How much would you pay to be resurrected with him? How much would you pay to ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to allow him to intercede for you? But how much would you pay to be with him in Jannah? Well, I have some good news for you today. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ahabbakum ilayya wa aqrabakum ilayya yawm al-qiyamah majlisa." He didn't say as-sawwam al-qawwam at-taqiy an-naqiy as-sakhiy al-jawad. No ibadah was mentioned. He says, "The most beloved to my heart amongst you and closest to me in the hereafter." He didn't say the one that prays and fasts was all good. And I'll tell you why. He cut to the chase and he said, the one that is the best of character, the best of ethics, the best of moral conduct and manners, may Allah make us among them, Ya Rab. And I'll tell you why we make that dua, because the best of creation made the dua. Allahumma kama hasant khalqi fahassin khuluqi. O Allah, as you perfected my creation, perfect my manners and conduct. The best of creation is asking Allah to help him, to gear them toward the best of character. What about us? And he used to make the dua, Allahumma ihdini ila husn al-khuluq, or ahasin al-khalaq. He says, O Allah, guide me to the best of character. Innahu la yahdi ila ahsaniha illa ant. No one will guide me to the best of character except you. Wasrif anhi sayyi'ah. And keep me away from the worst of character. No one will keep me away from it except you. Imagine. And that's our goal for today. And the topic is the character and the ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couples them in the Quran. The end of this topic, I'm going to give you some homework. And I will give you a mission stick, because you cannot afford to come to this lecture or this conference and walk away the same person. You have to be a changed person. You have to be a better person. You have to be a walking pulpit. People see through you. Islam is who you truly are. And that's the best way for da'wah. So let's go through. And I'm going to ask you to come with me. You're invited on a journey. So welcome aboard. Let's go through the Quran and find out how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala linked the ibadah with the akhlaq. Before I take you there, understand that the ibadah has a name. It also has a picture and a consequences and a proof of it. For example, you say salah has a name, salah, a prayer, and then a picture. You will see a hand like this going in ruku' or sujood, bound down or prostrating. And the proof of it is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah is telling you, your salah is what? Doing aerobics? Doing going up and down? A little bit of exercise? No. He says, inna tawkeed, for sure. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, your salah will ward off evil and transgression acts. How is that quantified? Well, when you pray, for example, if you pray dhuhr prayer, do you tell the hood, hey boys, let's go rob a bank and we'll make it back to asr time? It doesn't. It keeps you in line. You just ask Allah to guide you, forgive me, help me, and so on and so forth. And can you go to pray maghrib prayer and go, you know, dude, let's go bar hopping, check out some, and come back, we'll make it back for Isha. You're not going to do that. So, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, your salah will ward off evil and transgression act. It keeps you in line. Da'ahu inna salatahu satanha. Leave him, salah will ward him off. And that's why the salah is a sila, connection between you and Allah. And that's why the salah is the best of it. Why do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the first thing you will be asked for is your salah? If Allah accepts it, will accept everything else. If He doesn't accept it, then accepts nothing else. Because salah is the only ibadah, there is no other one, that no one can make it up for you. Somebody can make up your siyam, somebody can pay your zakah, somebody can you make up your hajj if you don't, and. But can somebody make up your prayer? Impossible. So Allah made sure that this is a connection between you and Him. But since the topic is not about salah, but let me tell you why. You see, when people on judgment day say, I didn't pray, وَعَبْدِي لِمَ لَمْ تُصَلِّي. Why didn't you pray? So I was busy. I was such a good looking. I was rich. I was. Excuses will be there. So, when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila made it easy for you, what's the excuse? What you're going to say on judgment day? What you're going to say when they come for you? So when Allah, abdi lima lam tusalli, why didn't you pray? He says, you know what? I was rich. Are you richer than Sulaiman alayhi salam? No way. So by the way, if you don't pray here, you pray there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to pray here before you go pray there. So he will make it up in the hereafter. And the other one says, you know what? I was such a good looking, I was a fitna. God's gift to women. I was walking by and women would go, are you more beautiful than Yusuf alayhi salam? Impossible. Before you say yes, look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, brothers. Just give yourself a minute. And the other one says, rich, you didn't work. I am poor. I'm so poor. How poor are you, man? You poorer than Isa alayhi salam. He used to say that heaven is my cover, the earth is my bed. And it didn't work. So when you travel, you make every 4 into 2 combine. Well, there is no masjid, that's okay. جُعَلَتَ الْأَرْضِ لِيَ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. This whole earth is made of me, of but ablution and a masjid. There is no water. You can drink a dry ablution, tayammum. I can't find the qibla. Do your best to find it. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Do your best. I can't stand, sit. I can't sit, lie down. I can't lie down. Move your head. I can't move my head. Move your eyes. I can't move my eyes. Think about it in your brain. I can't think about it. You're dead. Don't worry about it. So pray before you're dead. So you understand now your salah as the proof and the consequences of it is your akhlaq, your character. Let's go to the second one. Your zakah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take from among their wealth is the money that is deserved by others. حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ is 2.5%. That's zakah. In the other ayah, وَفِي أَمْوَلِهِمْ حَقٌ. It didn't say ma'loom. Not specific. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. That's your sadaqah. It's not specific. So to take their wealth and give it to the poor. Why? Purify them from the illness of the greed, hoarding. To give is better than to receive. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. Because it becomes a fitna. The poor and the rich. Both fitna for each other. For the rich to give, not hoard, and hold on to the deen, and know that there is rights that he has to give, not hoarding back, and the poor to be patient, not to be tested with the rich, I want, I want, I want, and be content and patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it purifies you, not just multiplies tazkiyah, tazkiyah to nafs, and tazkiyah to al-mal. It is your character, and also increases your wealth. So it's a win-win. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Purifies them and also multiplies it. Let's go to the third one. Siyam. Soon, inshallah, may Allah make us live to the month of Ramadan. Say Ameen. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. And accept from us, Ya Rab. Ameen. And there's a school of Ramadan. You learn about yourself. Why do you think you're the happiest time in the month of Ramadan? Even though it's difficult. You don't eat, you don't drink. There's so much of it, but it's not just about that. But the school of Ramadan, you graduate in the end. Whether you're going to take your book with the right or the left is up to you. But the point is, why do you think that is the best thing in the mind of the time of Ramadan? And you feel so happy. And some of us cry after we leave the seclusion, i'tikaf. And the month is gone. Because you're doing what you were created to do. And that's why you feel happy. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ لَيْسَ لِيَعْبُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the ins except to worship me. Not to have a haphazard life that there's no means, no goals. And that's why the scholars tell you you're happy then. Because of the akhlaq you gain. So what is the akhlaq you gain in the month of Ramadan? It's taqwa. كُتِبَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ مَنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ صِيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ عِلَّا إِسْتَقْوَى. So how do you learn taqwa in the month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters? Well, taqwa, you will learn when you're all alone. Piety, consciousness of Allah, you will learn when you're all alone. How is that? Well, let me tell you. In the month of Ramadan, when you're making wudu, a very simple example. When you make wudu, the water is already in your hand. And you literally put the water in your mouth. What makes you spit the water that is already in your mouth? Anybody's watching you? Is there a sensor in your throat that is going to flag your social media if you drink it? And say, hey, homie, this boy is a phony. It's not. What makes you spit the water out? It's already in your mouth and nobody's watching. Exactly, Shaykh. The taqwa is right. Because you know Allah mutala'un alay. Allah can see me. And that's how you gain taqwa. For example, when you go outside, you don't eat and don't drink. And people say, oh, he's a righteous dude. Righteous do that. And then you go home and close all the doors. And the only door you open is the door of the fridge. Do you have taqwa? Of course not. And that's the khuluq you learn in the month of Ramadan. By the way, it's the most important of all. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَظْرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Says everyone will pass over the hellfire. Everyone will fall therein except those who had taqwa. Why? Because when you fear Allah and conscious of Allah, when you're all alone, Allah will be with you and there for you when you need Him most, when you're alone. Because when you die, you'll die alone. When you're buried, you'll be buried alone. When you're resurrected, you'll be resurrected alone. And when you be asked in front of Allah, you'll be standing in front of Allah alone. So when you're conscious of Allah, when you're all alone, Allah will be there for you when you're all alone, when you need Him most. Number four, Hajj. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala says, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَّ فِيهِ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. If you've been to Hajj, raise your hand. It's not a fundraiser. Don't be afraid. It's okay. May Allah accept from me if you've been to Hajj, and may Allah grant you an invitation if you haven't been to Hajj. Say Ameen. Allahumma salli. So Allah says, in Hajj, which is difficult, you'll know if you've been to Hajj. Very difficult indeed. Terrain, everything. The environment. But Allah says, لا رفثة. رفثة is the beginning of intimate relations. Don't even think about it. فسوقة. فسقت الحبة أي خرج الغلاف. Meaning that linguistically, when the seed comes out of the cover. But شرعي خرج عن طاعة الله. You're not supposed to come out of the act of obedience of Allah. That's it. لا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال. No quarreling. How much did you pay? What? You told me it's going to be 5 stars. You said I'm going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What happened? And these stars, and you blah, 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 blah. And the only stars you can count, when you go to Muzdalifa, you can count the stars. That's it. So it says, no jidal in Hajj. And it's very difficult. Because you understand, if you've been to Hajj, I don't want to go politics on you here. Because I'd like to go back, Yani, I'm just saying. So you'll see some people, you have the choo-choo train. You know the choo-choo train? When they lock arms and they bulldoze everybody in front of them. But they're very nice. When they step on you, they say, Subhanallah, ladhi sakhkhara lana hadha. Very nice. They say that, mashallah. And I know they don't speak Arabic and they don't know what they're reading because they're reading so loud I can't concentrate. There's no khushu'ah. I'm trying to pour my heart out to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila, and everybody's going, blah, 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 blah. Everybody behind him, blah, 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 blah. But I know they don't know what they're talking about because they say, tubi'a hadha fi Lebanon, tubi'a hadha fi. Which means, this was printed in Lebanon. Everybody is, this was printed in Lebanon because they don't. With all due respect, of course. I'm just trying to say, when you do the dua, say it from the heart, Shaykh. Don't follow. Just from the heart. Go shopping. What you need from Allah is different than anybody else needs. So speak to Allah as if there's no one else in the haram except you. And that's when you go to Hajj, you pour your heart out. You come back to Allah. I have sinned, Ya Allah. Don't say it out loud, but you come to speak to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm coming back to you, Allah. I didn't do it out of disrespect or dishonor, out of weakness. I repent, I'm coming back, accept me, O Allah. And that's how you do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you what the ibadah is all about. And the akhlaq is the character. And that's exactly the reason we are created to become. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula, when He described the best of creation, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is wa innaka la'ala khulqin azeem. Indeed, you are the best of character. You're the best of moral conduct. You're the best of manners. As a matter of fact, he was the measuring stick. Before he received the revelation, what was he known for, my brothers and sisters? Quraysh, he was known for what? Sadiq al-Amin, he was known for his character. Isn't that amazing? Wallahi, I get goosebumps when you hear this. Even though he hasn't received the revelation, he was known to be Sadiq al-Wa'd al-Amin. He was known to be the best of character. He is the mission stick for us. He says, وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لُيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. One of the reasons that he was sent to us, I was sent, among the reasons he was sent to us, he says, لُوَتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I perfect your character and moral conduct. You understand, my brothers and sisters, the reason we're here, the reason how people see Islam. So I'm going to ask you one question. Do people want to become a Muslim because of you? Or people do not want to become a Muslim because of you? Are you a fitna for others? Or are you the reason? Allahi, I want to embrace Islam. You know, Sister Fatima was such a good sister. Honest, respectful, dignity, and. Brother Muhammad, mashallah, tabarakallah. He works hard. He's eloquent. He's very articulate. He's punctual. He keeps his promise, and. Truthful. People see Islam through you, my brothers and sisters. And that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you to be a walking pulpit. When Aisha radiallahu anha says, خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, he was a walking Quran. So when you take the Quran, look at it, I want you to put on a different lens from now on. You read the Quran, and as soon as you hear, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh, you believe, now Allah is talking to you. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda wa anhu sahabati ajma'een. He used to say, as soon as we hear, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, we used to pay a special attention. لَأَنَّهُ كَانَ أَمْرٌ يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ أَوْ نَهْيٌ هَعَنْ. It was a command that will be followed by an ordained that we will be commanded to do, a commitment or a prohibition that will be forbidden upon us. So from now on, I want you to add another homework for you. When you read the Quran, I want you to have a booklet. Half of the booklet says awamir, commands. Second booklet, I want nawahi, prohibitions. As soon as you hear, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He didn't say, ya ayyuhal ladhina aslamu. Ya ayyuhal nas. He says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh, you who believe. Not, oh, human beings, oh, Muslims. No, no. Believe. Why? Because sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and obey, not quarreling. So when Allah gives you a command, you don't ask a reason. We're obedient to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila. For the hikmah is that, the wisdom that He's given for us. So He wants you to be the best of character. He wants you to be the walking pulpit. He wants to see Islam and look at Indonesia. When we ask the people, when we talk about Islam all the time, when is the biggest Muslim country? Now, I would love to say Malaysia, like true Asia. That's what, yani. But it's Indonesia, close, yani. Any Indonesians in the house? The herd is here, mashallah. Yani. Okay, so the reason that was that was what? Was the khuluq. They didn't just bayah. There was no swords. They didn't cut off the oil. They didn't force anyone. They didn't fight anyone. Because they simply had the khuluq. Sheikh Husseini, hafidhahullah, I remember in Hong Kong, I was with him. He says, don't go to Japan and tell people about the khuluq of Islam because they have the khuluq. Go to about tawheed, monotheism. You don't have that. But shame, because I travel to, I've been to Japan before, wallahi, he's right. They are very good in character. They're just missing La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah guide us and guide them, Ya Rab. So we have to be the leaders, not Japan. They're getting sick and tired of inventing things. So we have to do a few things, yani. So at least let's be an inventor, not an innovation, I'm just saying, being in character. So people will take you and says, this is a beautiful human being I want to emulate. And guess what? I have some good news for you today, my brothers and sisters. But let's start with the bad news, so we'll finish with a positive, inshallah. Now, the addad, the opposites, has a proof. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told in one narration, an imra'a, a woman, fil Medina, in Medina, the stars, the best of the best. He says, kanat tu'raf, she was famous. For what? For the salah wa siyam. Does that mean the other? No, this was voluntarily. This was above and beyond the obligations. So she used to do not just the nawafil, qiyamul layl. Yes? And she used to voluntarily do extra siyam, fasting. She was famous for that. But here's the catch. وَلَكِنْ كَانَتْ تُؤْذِي جِيرَانِهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. But she used to harm her neighbors with her tongue. He says, لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا. There's no good in her. Another narration, هِيَ فِي النَّارِ. She's in the hellfire. Not eternally, of course, because she still says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the other one says, she used to just pray the obligations and do the fasting obligations, but she did not harm her neighbors with her tongue. He says, هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Why? Because she did not get the memo that it's not just doing قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ and صِيَامُ النَّهَارِ, praying at night, fasting your day, but then you have no khuluq, you harm your neighbor. La ya'man, the harm one, the one your neighbor cannot be safe next to you. Can that imagine? So some homework, my brothers and sisters, be a good neighbor. How many of you go to sleep and share some food with each other? How many of you cut the grass or, I was going to say shovel the snow, I'm sorry, I come from Canada. You don't know, snow, it's a white thing that comes from the, you don't know what, okay, I get it. It's actually minus 24 and it's snow. I was going, you know, I'm, alhamdulillah, I'm a grandfather now. So I told my wife, listen, we paid our dues, now we cruise. And I heard one wise man, he sent me a link. He says, the best thing to do in Canada in the winter is leave. So I said, sensei, teach me please. So that's what I do now. So I told my agent, anyone offers me anywhere in the world, in winter, just get me out of here in the winter. And that's not the reason I'm here, I'm just saying. So let us go back to the good news. I'm talking to the brothers, then I'll talk to sisters inshallah. Brothers, you have a measuring stick. Do you believe it? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of men. Did he say again, sawam, qawam, taqi, naqi, sakhi, jawad? Pray, fast, and all of that stuff. The best of men that prays and all of that, memorize the Quran, hajj every year. What? Could somebody give me the answer? I don't have candy for you, but Allahu Akbar, the Shaykh is right. He said, the best of men is the best to his family. Sara bi ahlihi, in this one, to his wife. So if you really want to know who you are, my brothers and sisters, ask your mother, ask your daughter, and especially ask your wife, according to the stronger opinion of the scholars. You want to know why? Let me help you out. You see, you can go in the masjid, pray five times a day in congregation, first line. You could be the muezzin, you could be half of the Quran, you could be the imam of the masjid. And in the masjid, you act like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda. But when you go home, you act like Abu Jahl, wal-iyadu billah. Why? Because your wife knows the true colors. Your wife knows that whether you do qiyamul layl or niyamul layl. Your wife knows whether you pray fajr in jama'ah or not. Your wife knows whether you fulfill your promise or break it. Your wife knows whether you actually tell the truth or you lie. Your wife knows whether you actually betray or not. Your wife knows your character, my brothers and sisters. And that's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cut to the chase. And he says, the best of men, the best of his wife. So I have some homework for you today. Today, before you go home, I want you to pass on a florist. Buy a beautiful long stem single rose for your wife. I got your back, sisters. Okay. And I want you to write a beautiful poem. And if you know her favorite chocolate, I know it's going to cost you a little bit. I get it. But you're going to have a very pleasant evening and you make dua for me, inshallah. But if you go home and your wife passes out and she goes, who are you and what have you done with my husband? That's very bad news. May Allah help you, yani. Sisters, you're not off the hook just yet. See, I was buttering you up first, you know. See, I talked to the brothers first, so the sister go, what? I'll see you outside because now our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked women the same thing. He says, are you married? She said, yes. He didn't say, do you pray, fast, and all of that stuff. He says, one question. Anyone knows what is, sisters? Says, how are you to your husband? Why? Because similarly, as he told us men, the best of you men, the best is wife, because the wife knows the character of the husband. And similarly, he said, how are you to your husband? Same thing, because your husband will also know your character, my dear sisters. So she said, La alu, I do my best. He says, Hasanun fahuwa jannatik aw narik. Good for you, because he is your Jannah or he is your hellfire. Waliyadu billah. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us who the winners are, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Those who protect themselves from the hellfire and earn the status and admission into heaven, that's the true ultimate triumph. So I want you to be a winner, my dear sisters, in both abodes. And it can only be through one man in your life. So let me give you some advice. And we'll finish with the positive, inshallah. How to do that through your husband? First, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to women. He says, Ya ma'ashar al-nasa tasaddaqn, inni arakum akthar ahli nar. O women folks, give charity. I see the dwellers of the hellfire made up of mostly women. Don't worry, there is more women in men in heaven also. Relax, because I see that. Okay. But you see, it's holding. But they don't need to know that. That hadith is that. So now what do you do? It says, oh, women folks, give charity. They did. But they asked why. So I'm going to give you these three things and stay away from them. It says, لَأَنَّكُنَّ تُكْثِرْنَا اللَّعْنِ وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ يُحْسِنْ لَكُمْ أَبَدَ الدَّهْرِ فَإِنْ رَأَيْنَا شَيْئًا قُلْنَا مَا رَأَيْنَا مِنْكَ خَيْرًا قَدْ. And that's your three remedies, my dear sisters. Number one, he says, yukthirna, hyperbole. You harm your husband in abundance with your tongue. You see, I speak freely. My wife is not here. She's coming back later on, but don't. Shh. Oh, it's recorded? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My janazah is tomorrow. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. You see, my wife is from Gaza. You know what that means, Yani? I'm very afraid. Be afraid. Run. Okay, she's one of the speakers. Alhamdulillah, I'm honored. Wallahi, this is a dream for me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Make dua for us. May Allah grant us sincerity and never deprive us the honor of this deen. May Allah accept from us, Ya Rab. Ameen, Wallahi. So number one, he says, you harm your husband in abundance in your tongue. So remember, sisters, your tongue has two gates, your teeth and your lips. Before you say anything to him, please think twice. Number two, it says, be ungrateful to their husbands. They take him for granted. So remember, your husband is a big baby. Just think about it. So, sisters, if you have children, please raise your hand. All right, keep your hand up if you have two. Keep your hand up if you have three. MashaAllah. Four. Allahu Akbar. Five? What are you guys doing in Malaysia? What's up with that? This is like serious, MashaAllah. Six? All right, seven. That's my bottom. That's my final offer. All right, if you have seven, mashallah, barakallah. If you have seven and you married, how many children do you have? Eight, you're right. So when you have your babies, don't forget your first baby. Number three, he says he's good to you all the time. But you see one thing you don't like. He will say, I have never seen any good from you. Which means you fish for fault. So I want you to remember the good and forget the bad. And that's how you make it, my brothers and sisters. The other side is easy for you, my dear sister. Because our Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا صَلَّتَ الْمَرْأَ خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَحَصَّنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ بَعْلَهَا قِيلَ لَهَا ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ أَيَّ أَبْوَابِهَا شِئْتْ. Good news for you, my dear sisters. Our Prophet ﷺ says, if a woman prays her five daily prayers, when she can, of course. Fast the month of Ramadan, when she can, of course. Protect her chastity. And good to her husband. Four things in life. Will open 8 gates of Jannah for you on a day that is 50,000 years. And the gates will open up and fight over you. Too much? You want to call a lawyer? You're good? Alhamdulillah. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you know that you're each other's mission stick to go to Jannah, from now on, you're going to look at each other in a totally different manner. Because the scholar says the akhlaq is in the heart. It's in the heart. And there's a huge difference between khuluq and takhalluq. What's the difference? Khuluq is who your true colors are. You know that orange theory? You know when you squeeze an orange real hard, what comes out of it? Mangoes? I mean, I love mangoes. May Allah bless you. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. But it squeezes, you get orange juice. And that's when you squeezed, your true colors will come through. You understand, my brothers? And that's your khuluq. But takhalluq is once in a while. And that's exactly a gift. Allah gives you that. So may Allah grant you the best of character. But you have to have a commitment. You have to have patience. You have to think about what I want to do. Why do I want to be the best of character? Because I want to be with our Prophet ﷺ. That's my ultimate goal. I want to also make sure that I surround myself with righteous people. In the righteous company. To be successful in this life in the hereafter. And that's how you do it. Walk the Quran. Walk in the footsteps of our Prophet ﷺ. And finally, because the time is up, 3 minutes, alhamdulillah, I'm going to ask for a favor. Can I ask you, brothers and sisters, to stand up, please? Yes. Now, I want you to think when you're standing up like this, you're standing up in front of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila on Judgment Day. And guess what will be heavy on the scale? According to the hadith, it says nothing is heavier than the scale on Judgment Day more than husnul khuluq. Allahu Akbar. So this is one of the things that you have to make sure that you understand. And who does not want to be with our beloved Prophet? On that day, he says, that day on Judgment Day, the closest to me is the one that has husnul khuluq. Allahu Akbar. Now, before you sit, I want you to turn to your side. And if it's halal for you to hug the person next to you, please hug the person next to you. Tell them, I love you for the sake of Allah. Sisters, hug the sister next to you. It says, I love you for the sake of Allah. And that's one of the character that will be resurrected on pulpits of light with our Prophet ﷺ in Jannah. And that's exactly the spirit we have with you, inshallah. With that, I say, Termakasi. Thank you so much, Malaysia, truly Asia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.